I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. The larger fallout from Ukraine's bloody uprising. Also, new information on threats to air travel. Let's get started. Two big breaking stories tonight. New intelligence involving threats to air travel and a potential break in fighting that has turned the center of Ukraine's capital, Kiev, into a fiery battleground. Take a look at these pictures that we just got. Incredible images from the front lines in Independence Square. As I said, it's new video taken shortly before Ukraine's president announced the truce just after midnight local time. Now, the State Department calling it a glimmer of hope, but remains to be seen whether it will actually take. There have been other hopeful moments that have evaporated with talks giving way to confrontation. And finally, yesterday, security forces moving in, and of course, scenes like this. Now, fighting has left more than two dozen police and protesters dead, sparking tough warnings from NATO and President Obama and fears that a vital buffer between Russia and the West is coming apart at the seams. Nick Payton Walsh has been following developments in Kiev. He joins us now. Nick, there's this talk of a truce from the Ukrainian president. What's the latest there tonight, and what are the chances the truce is actually real?
Well, at this point, the truce has basically been the president saying he wants one, he's agreed one with the opposition, and they want to talk about ending bloodshed. The opposition saying they'd like a ceasefire too, and hope his concerns about that are genuine. But behind me, that's not being reflected on what's happening on the street. So the reason I keep looking off to my left here is we keep seeing columns of riot police moving towards the square. It's hard to tell if it's a shift change, but there's quite a large number moving there at the moment. They're also singing the Ukrainian national anthem here. And since we heard of this truce, we've seen, as I say, no change. We've seen fireworks fired at the police by the protesters, Molotov cocktails thrown as well. No sense of tension dissipating, although there seems to be this, in the corridors of power, discussion at trying to find some sort of deal, Anderson.
And Nick, the strategic positions of the Ukrainian military, senior U.S. defense official told CNN that Ukrainian forces have moved into defensive postures around bases and weapons depots in recent hours. That would certainly seem to point to concerns about protesters taking things to a whole new level.
Possibly, maybe, perhaps the U.S. trying to say they weren't moving into aggressive positions, they weren't about to join the fight here. Ukrainian officials have been saying that the army won't get involved here, but there was a really troubling moment today where the head of the army was suddenly given a new job. Now, that's not what you do as president of Ukraine or any country if you want to look like you're fully in control of your military or your security services. So questions about precisely why that happened, speculation, did he not want to do something he was ordered to do, or did he want to do something and told not to do it? So issues too about the warning we immediately got after that from the head of security services saying that an anti-terror operation was required across the nation. Tension's still high here, Anderson, despite these talks potentially being in the office.
Nick, just for curiosity, that music that you were talking about, is that being piped in or is that actually people singing in the square?
That's people on the stage to keep protesters buoyed up. I mean, it's cold, it's damp down there, conditions worsening by the day. There's a stage obscured from where I am standing by the thick black smoke of burning tires. We've had a mass conducted there. We hear speeches from the fragmented leadership of this protest. And now we're hearing for the third or fourth time the national anthem. Doesn't normally mean anything specific, but it sometimes points to moments where the crowd feels a need, particularly rallying. It's very hard to tell when the police move around, they fluctuate in numbers, whether we're seeing preparations for something or simply just police shifts changing out. But no dissipation in the standoff behind me at all. Been going on all night.